What have you seen from Kenny McKinley? You know, out there working extra with him and everything.
He's an extremely talented kid. I mean, can really run. You know, he's long, and he's I call him Gumby, actually. That's what I call him, because he's just, he can contort his body in a lot of positions and can still catch the ball. So he's going to bring something to the table for us, no doubt. You guys going to ask, or are you just going to point?
Brett Favre said he's not coming back today.
He's not coming back?
He's not coming back.
Wow.
Your reaction?
Honestly, I'm a little surprised. I thought he would. I really did. It's kind of sad at the same time, too, because I was looking forward to, you know, getting my Brett Favre training camp fix in. But, you know, well, good for him that he's came to the decision. Definitely one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. And now he can just sit back and watch the rest of us.
How about Jim Johnson, the Eagles coordinator, died today?
Are you serious?
You go against his defenses a time or two?
You know, actually, my rookie year I wasn't playing, and then when I got hurt, we played him a few weeks later. So I never actually played against it, but tremendous respect for him as a person and as a coach. I know a lot of people that do know him, and they spoke very highly of him. It's a shame. It really is. I mean, it's a good man to lose.
What's it like to be out here with so the rookies and so few players? You kind of get some more individual attention when you're out here.
You know, if you asked me this a week ago, I would have probably said, oh, man, I got to come in a few days early. That's not fair. But honestly, it's probably the best thing. You know, for a quarterback, get out here, get our minds going a little bit, get a, you know, few days head start on the rest of the team and the offense. And, you know, get to come out here and knock some of the rust off, too, without everybody being out here. So I think it's good for us, and especially the rookies, to get them in a, you know, get them back in the swing of things always helps them.
What have you been doing the past 5 weeks and the last time you guys were here?
You know, hanging out with my family and just continuing to work out. You know, the last month, don't take a whole lot of time off. I continue to throw and run and lift and do all those things to get ready for the year. And just spend as much time as I can with my family, really, and keep it simple like that. Didn't do anything special.
Chris, you still look at it as an open competition with you and Kyle, even though Coach set the depth chart?
Well, you know, regardless, I'm going to compete every day, so it doesn't affect me. You know, we got 4 preseason games and a whole lot of practice left, so I'm just going to continue to, you know, give my best every day, and we'll see where that takes me.
What has been the most important thing about these past few days, or, you know, this kind of rookies portion of, right, of the camp? What, for you guys, the quarterbacks, what's been the most important part?
Yeah, I would say the biggest thing is just, you know, getting back in rhythm, knocking the rust off, kind of getting mentally prepared again as far as, you know, just the things that a quarterback has to think about in a day in, day out basis. You know, I would say that's more than anything. Coming out here, throwing with the shoulder pads on for the first time, that's great, because that's always, you know, a nice little icebreaker the first day. Just now I don't have to think about, oh, that first day with shoulder pads, am I going to throw it good? I'm already in the swing of things and feel good.
You talk about knocking the rust off, getting in the swing of things. Do quarterbacks need that a little more than a linebacker or a receiver or anything?
You know, I would think so, but, you know, not playing that position, I don't want to answer for him. But at the same, you know, I would think maybe just because, you know, throwing is such a rhythm and timing thing, and it doesn't always depend on just us. It depends on linemen and receivers and things like that. So, you know, from that standpoint, I would think that it benefits us maybe more than others.
You looking forward to getting the rest of the guys in here and get started on Friday?
Yeah, definitely am. You know, it'd be good to see them around, and we've had a lot of fun through the spring. You know, I think we got a pretty close team, and we had a lot of fun, and I don't see why that wouldn't, you know, continue here throughout the summer and the season.
Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys.